This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Brought to you by Visit Delco. Phillies in a must-win situation. Game 3 of their 5-game series with the Dodgers, and they'll hand the ball to Aaron Nola to help stave off elimination.
Well, he's more comfortable with starting. One, you're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them. Don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us.
Rob Thompson on the decision to start Nola, which won't mean much if the bats don't get going, namely Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, and Trey Turner. Eagles at the Giants tomorrow, Thursday Night Football. Nick Sirianni joined WIP Morning Show earlier. You can check out his interview podcast at 94WIP.com. Going to see the birds, stay overnight in Delco and get a $150 Uber credit to ride round trip with Delco's game day getaway. Visit Delco.com. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Scattered showers, some sun later, highs in the 70s. It is currently 70. Need replacement windows? Buy two windows, get two for free, plus no payments until 2027. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com. You can hear the Phillies LA playoff game 3 tonight, 9 p.m. on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
It's just one game at a time. And that's just the way you got to look at it. You got to slow things down one inning at a time, really. And come out and relax and be yourselves. Don't try to do too much.
Well, he's not wrong about that. The thing is, be yourself means Kyle Schwarber's got to hit, you know, got to get going. Got to hit. Got to hit a homer, hopefully. I mean,
No, key hit. You don't need to hit a homer.
I know.
Just get a key hit.
I shouldn't say you need to hit a homer, but you know what I mean.
For goodness sakes.
So, let's talk bullpen. Let's just go with disaster scenario, which your two starting pitchers, Nola and Ranger, let's just say the combination of them only gets through six. Oof. And let's just say that obviously would lead to you giving up runs, but let's say you've scored runs also. It's 5-5.
Ooh.
Entering the seventh inning.
Oh, my God.
All right? And Nola and Ranger are done. It's the seventh inning. It's 5-5. Now, I know we don't know which Dodgers batter is about to bat. He could be a righty or a lefty. But just that aside, in the moment, seventh inning, who you going to?
I guess Robertson.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't feel great. I'm going either way. I'm going Duran 8-9. If my season's on the line, 100%. Like if I have to, and I know you got a game the next night, so you have to take that into account. But
they
like,
do.
If I have a lead in the eighth, I'm going for it.
How long can Durantula go?
Two innings.
Two innings. Two max.
Yeah. Two max.
Yeah, probably.
Two max.
All right, here's a crazy thought.
Yep.
And James, I think I brought this up the other day because I forget which team did it. I don't know if it was the Tigers or the Brewers earlier in the playoffs. They brought their closer in the fifth.
I thought about it the other day in the seventh.
Okay, I was thinking it.
I thought
I would have done it. I would just, you know, you just, at this point, you have to be creative.
Let me put it this way. If the other team has, again, which they did the other day, second and third, and nobody out, and it's a tie game, and it's the seventh inning, which is the ultimate strikeout time.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, I give Kirkland credit for how he started. He started with a strikeout.
He got the strikeout.
And he got the weak ground ball that could have been an out at the plate. He was very close to like sort of being out of the inning. I mean, you're like sort of almost one out away.
He kind of feels that way a lot.
Yeah, but then,
it crumbles. Why with Kirkring does it feel like it crumbles more than
he's not that good?
He's not that good. He's not that good. Here, let me ask this question: is Strom good?
No.
So he was
he's fine.
I think Strom. Look, Strom has been good here. Like he was good for the Phillies last year. I know not in the playoffs, but last year and the year before,
great.
He was great.
He legit.
I think he felt the effects of it this year. He hasn't been as good this year, but he did look good heading into the playoffs the last month of the season or so. But he's not as good as he was last year,
James,
in my opinion.
Here's the question: it's eighth inning. It's lefty time. They're both available. Strom or Banks.
So, I mean,
it's Banks.
That's what I was about to say. I think Strom is like the clear answer people have. I trust Banks more. Like,
he hasn't appeared yet, has he?
Banks has, came in last game.
Okay,
yeah. He has stones, man. Like, that guy comes into a spot. It never feels like it's too big for him. It never feels like he can't handle it. I love Tanner Banks.
All right. And just to be clear, outfield, James, you think it's against a good righty, a great righty. You think it's Kepler, Marsh, and Casty?
Not what I want. What I think it will be. Yes. And not just that. I feel pretty confident it will be that.
Oh, boy. So Marsh would bat fifth in that scenario. Probably Casty six.
Or JT.
JT six. My
Casty
fault.
Casty seven.
JT
probably.
Six. I actually think in that scenario it would be Kepler seven.
Yeah, you're right. Because
Casty
of the lefty
eight.
Thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say to you, keep Alec Bohm four, but I don't know who else you'd put there because it's not like.
You don't have options.
There's
theoretically
no
options.
Yeah,
exactly. Because you can't go lefty because you're not splitting apart. You can't go Marsh there or something against a righty.
There was a classic at bat. I think it was in game two when they totally pitched around Bryce, two outs and nobody on.
Would you consider putting JT in cleanup? He's been there. Him and Kepler have been their two best hitters this series. And he batted cleanup a lot of the season, JT, if we remember.
I would.
Like, I trust JT in a playoff at bat way more than Bohm, personally.
Me
especially
too.
Right now.
I do
now. So, like, why not? Now. Why
Let's
not go with
it.
The guy we trust more?
Bohm. Sure. I'm with you. Bohm.
Let's just shoot Bader up and just put him.
Honestly, no. Like, if he was willing, if he was
oh, if he
ready
could play,
to
I'm
go,
with you. Of course.
I would absolutely move him up in the lineup. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, if he can. But
he
I, you
can.
Know. I think
Likely
it's unlikely.
I think he can.
Well,
John, I don't know if you could shoot it up. And remember, I mean, listen.
Maybe not.
He's a free agent. Yeah. I mean, that's a big ass to do of a guy.
I agree with you, Ray.
You know, and it's not like he's never been in the playoffs before. He's had chances.
Yeah,
agree. I wouldn't be mad if the guy was like, yo, I got free agency.
I'm not mad at him.
But
look,
see, I don't think
it's that. I just think he can't do it. I don't think it's a choice. I agree with you. I don't think it's a free agency thing. I just think physically
he
probably isn't going to be
able
to go.
I don't either. And I'll just say,
I've seen lots of guys shoot up groins and play in football.
And that's what I was about to say. Football. It's different.
Not center field. I mean, not center field in baseball.
Okay, but what's the difference? A running back in football, it is a similar skill set if you're talking about running around, fielding center field. Like, it really is. Yeah. You're doing similar stuff.
All right, let's go to the calls. Robert in Springfield. Robert, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really annoyed, and I don't want to be, but I am.
Do me a favor, Joe. Can you take a deep breath? Like, a big deep breath. Give me one. There you go, buddy. Hey, my dad was Miyagi, and he taught me two things in life. And funny, the first thing, Bryce Harper just brought it up. Like, so me and my brother got in a scuffle a couple months ago, and I started mentioning it to him. He goes, son, that's yesterday's news. Let's move on. Bryce Harper said the same thing. That's yesterday's news. Let's move on. The reality is when the Phillies play at home, they have too much pressure on them. They have too much tension. And what I mean by that is they're trying too hard. It's like when you hold a golf club at an eight and you can't hit the fairway. They got to lower the pressure like they're holding a bird down to a three. And you can see it in their swings. Other thing to note, too, hopefully you can relate this to the message, that left-handed reliever, when he does his stretch move, he waits 8 seconds to throw the ball.
Which one, Strom or Banks?
Whatever the left-handed guy is on the Dodgers who pitches in the eighth inning against Sosa. Sosa doesn't have any chance because he's sitting there waiting so long. He got discombobulated because he had to wait 8 seconds.
That's pitching.
Yeah, I noticed even before him, there were a ton of pitch clock violations.
Like, yeah, really?
It runs out, and then they just wait, and then they throw the ball.
Wow.
So now they're on the road, right? So now they're on the road, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the answer. So what happens is Bryce Harper is the Michael Jordan of the Philadelphia Phillies. You guys are all talking about relief pitchers, and Aaron Nola is going to throw his 95-mile-an-hour four-seamer, and his curveball should work. But it's all about Bryce Harper because he's the engine, and he's the Hall of Famer, and he's the best player in Philadelphia sports. We need him to come through because if he hits a double and a home run, just like Stairs did and Chase Utley did back in the day in L.A., they're going to take the pressure and attention off, and the energy is going to come back to the team. The team wants to win just as much as we do. They just got the pressure off. Now,
well, Robert, let me hold on one second. I'll just say this. I definitely believe in Bryce more than at least some combination of the crew in here. Like
you got to get Bryce going. If he hits a home run, everybody's relaxed. Now everyone's hitting the ball. Now everyone's playing baseball. They're not worried. They're not tension. Now, the other thing you know is Michael Jordan said something really important one time, and I heard him say it. He goes, what is it better to do in the playoffs, play on the road or play at home? And he said, I love to play on the road because when I was on the road, all the pressure was on the other team. And that's when he hit the shot against that guy from Utah.
Yeah,
so that's
Russell.
The answer, too. The second thing is, Joe.
One thing. And I don't mean this to be a jokester. Like, Jordan was better than Alec Bohm. Like, you know, like.
I agree with you, but I do think there is something to his point with this team. Like, I actually do think they it is better for them to be on the road right now.
Well,
I agree.
I don't, but I do
he
get
will.
The point. All right, go ahead. What's
Bryce
point
Harper's
two,
going to get a home run. Last point is 2 points real quick. Nick Sirianni came on, and he was right about the process over the result from Brad Feinberg. So you got to follow the process to get to the result. If you try to get to the result, you're not going to get the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, you talked about John Madden earlier. I didn't like that. Do not respect John Madden. He's the godfather. John Madden
is the king Robert,
of the last
Robert. I love John Madden. He was.
But you disrespected him.
No. Okay. Enough. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
not
done
in the
with
mood.
That.
It was an idiotic comment. I'm
that
not
was
in the
dumb.
Mood. All right. Nick in Wilmington. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So my favorite, one of my favorite artists is Frank Sinatra, and I always want to tell myself the best is yet to come, but it's really, really tough to think that way when you see the moves that are being made when it comes to, obviously, the pieces you put out there with pitching. But I want to make a comment about what Bryce Harper said. And I think he was talking to – I feel like he was talking to Castellanos directly because his comment is as far beyond, you know, the pale of how I feel about him, is that when Bryce Harper said, and I love his press conference about, if I was playing this bad, I would get booed too.
Right.
And you have to be people don't realize, a lot of sports don't realize, that you're lucky to be a Philly because we have the best fans, most passionate fans, like, in the world. We want them to win so bad, just as much as they want to win. But the Castellanos comment just further puts in the point that he is a detriment to the locker room. It's like he's turning into the A.J. Brown, but he's not that good. Like, it's starting to turn into the blame game. And then you hear Bohm say these comments. It should strictly be, we didn't perform, we didn't play well, and we have to be better. And that should be the end of the conversation, not saying, well, when the win is 10 knots out of the East, it's bad, and it's 10 knots down when it's great. Like, these comments, like, we don't want to hear this as fans.
No question.
We just really don't.
We don't want to get reprimanded by you guys. You guys are mean. Like, really?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but if you play back, it's like, it's a performance-based business. You get paid to play a game, and one of the best games in, like, the world.
Yeah.
And you should just own it. Like, I would appreciate more. Like, that's why I have so much respect for Bryce, and that a lot of this criticism, he's done well in the postseason before. He obviously hasn't had a good postseason this time, but, like, he is a true baseball player that takes responsibility and wants to play well and understands that we just have to be better. It should be clear as day that anybody should
look.
Say.
I agree. I mean, Castellanos was acting like a bozo the other day with those comments, but the problem is that's how he thinks
and feels.
It's who he is.
Yeah, and it's like you only get so many chances to portray your way in a certain way. You only get a certain amount of times. But the fact that, like, you're one of the lowest graded outfielders in all of baseball,
right.
there's a reason why you play more towards center field because you're only good running one way, which I saw that stat a while ago, which I actually thought was kind of cool. But it's also showing that, like, you're not, like, the heir thing from his wife, like, all these things. Like, if you were really good, maybe, but you're not. So it's kind of like you shouldn't be saying these things. So that's kind of my point. Am I still going to root for the Phillies today? You better believe it. But I say it in a way with a little enthusiasm. Go Phillies.
All right, Nick. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Steve in King of Prussia. Steve, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. So I just wanted to point out, usually you're down 2-0 in a series. A lot of times you know the other team's better than us. And that, in this case, I don't feel that way. I feel like any given game, we can win. At the last two games, obviously, we lost. It came down to maybe three swings, right?
Well, Steve, here's what I say. I think the teams are pretty comparable, but I think there's one thing that has changed the dynamic of both teams that the record does not indicate. Like, the Phillies finished with a slightly better record than the Dodgers. It really doesn't matter if one team wins 96 and one team wins 94 or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter, other than the home field advantage and the effect of 3-2 and all that. But, like, the reality is this. There's two things that really altered down the stretch. The Phillies lost their best pitcher. The Dodgers gained maybe their best pitcher, meaning Ohtani became a guy who was, like, not used and then a little bit used and then is able to be used. And so, you know, that is a tough reality for the Phils. Do I think the Dodgers are better? I do.
But the starting pitching hasn't been the problem.
It hasn't really been. But
if Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Kyle Schwarber do their job, might be completely different.
No, believe me, I'm not looking to shoot the arrows at Sanchez and Lizardo.
They did their jobs.
But they did, but I will say, to James's point from a day or two ago, if the Phillies had Wheeler in game one, they might have won that game. Like, there was some lag from Sanchez that might not have been there from Wheeler.
And how do you know that Rob Thompson doesn't pull him out in the seventh?
I don't.
Like he did before.
Listen, Steve, the starting pitching for the Phillies hasn't been the problem. But part of what I'm getting at is, and I said this when the playoffs began, you would feel the effect deeper in the playoffs. And here we are. Game three, and Aaron Nola starting. Now, he shouldn't, because Rangers ready. But, like, I know this. Aaron Nola won't be starting over Zach Wheeler. Just won't.
God, no.
But we're where we are, right?
Correct.
And if we win tonight, you can't tell me we have all the momentum. It's if we just need to win this one game.
Well, they won't have it all, but they'll have some.
Well,
I mean, yeah,
honestly,
if they don't
win
tonight, then they're done.
Yeah.
Correct, but we can win. We can win this
game. I agree, Steve. I agree.
If they win tonight, Sanchez is on the hill for game four.
Totally.
You got a shot. You bring it. Yeah. Honestly, I could see them winning two out there and losing home for five. Like, there's all kinds of potential scenarios.
Steve, I'm with you. I mean, believe me, I started the show saying to those that think they can't, they can. The Phillies can win the series. They got to believe it, which I actually think they do, because you'd be a total dummy to not believe it. They can win the series.
I'm a total dummy then. But you already thought that.
Yeah, well, they can win the series. They got to play better. They got to play better. And Rob Thompson can't mess it up with stupid decisions. And I think going with Nola is a stupid decision. Let's listen to his justification. I still think this is just a whopper, but it's his choice and it's a disaster. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday on going with Nola tonight.
Can you go into a little more further explanation maybe why you guys wanted Nola to start game three over Ranger?
Well, he's more comfortable with starting. One, you're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them, don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us in the last couple of years.
Is this maybe your way of dealing with some of the issues you guys have had in the sixth and seventh inning? Is that you start with a starter and then maybe your second starter can bridge it maybe better, hypothetically?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'd regret having either one of those guys not pitch in this series.
Look, I will say this one thing in Rob Thompson's defense, because I don't have much on that ledger.
But I will say this. It's possible when he says not necessarily that it's related to the bullpen. He's just covering up for the bullpen. I mean, Nick Sirianni talked to us an hour ago and said that, you know, they didn't pass the ball more because of AJ's tweets. Of course they did. Of course they did. Right? I mean, we all know. AJ tweeted out. They had a week of consternation. They went from being a heavy run team to, like, let's throw the ball almost every play. It wasn't just about we saw something in the Denver Broncos freaking defense. Coaches cover stuff up all the time. It is possible Rob Thompson is just covering up.
As they should insert. Like, we don't. Nick Sirianni should not come on here and be like, yeah, I changed the game plan because AJ. He shouldn't say that, even if we know it.
But, James, we know he did, right?
Of course. But I agree with him not saying it. It's one of those things that you just accept, you know?
Yes.
I would have fallen off my chair if he had said yes.
Honestly, I wouldn't have known what to do. I would have been like,
all right, Nick, go for it. Nick, I really don't think Nick realized today. He could have said a lot of stuff, and we're like
so
wrapped up in what the Phillies.
It's like a Friday news dump for him.
Nick was like, wow, I'm really not getting crushed today. This is pretty good. I got the Phillies.
It was really bizarre. I mean, we were talking to the Eagles head coach, and I don't mean this disrespectful to him. Like, I almost didn't care. Like,
no, and it's like, you know, they lost their first game. Like, and you're not going to kill it for losing it. I mean, they didn't lose it greatly, but... but yeah, it was almost like,
they went a year without losing one of their quarterbacks starting finish. We're not going to crush him for the loss.
Yeah, we're going to crush him, but you're like, all right, Nick, all right, just go get him tomorrow.
Brutal. Devin, 9:07 tonight. This game starts at 9:08. 9:07. What's going through your mind?
Oh man, am I really going to sit down and do this again and start to believe? Like, I don't know. I feel almost numb to it at this point after the weekend that we had and like the last, I mean, weekend plus, because then Monday followed that up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I don't feel great. But I also think it's entirely possible that it would be the most like Phillies thing for them to go out there and win this game, you know, win a game that Aaron Nola is starting after basically not hitting for the first two games of the series. I did just see an interesting stat, Richie, that I think you'll appreciate when it comes to Phillies stats against Yamamoto, who's starting for the Dodgers. Most of them like 1-for-2, 0-for-2, 0-for-3. Harrison Bader.
Oh, boy.
4-for-7.
Wow.
Yeah.
So shoot him up.
How is this guy only batting whatever it is, 2 and a little? It seems like he lights everyone up.
No, he ended pretty high, actually. I think he ended with like a 270-something average. Because he got so hot with the Phillies. Yeah. No, his average ended pretty high.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
God, if well,
we need them.
Yeah.
We need
well, they, awesome them if you can if you can take advantage of it.
I know.
Seltzer, you going to play Tupac, Shoot 'Em Up as our next
Hit 'Em Up?
Song? Hit, oh, that's right. Hit 'Em yeah. Up. My that's a God, as a big Tupac fan. That
it's
is
a bad job by you.
That's a horrible
yeah,
job
it's not
by
you. What are you doing?
I got to have changes, you know? I got to pick.
Go
I
see what you did there.
I got to picture the Phillies rolling. All right, now I'm crossing it all sorts of weird here.
If you keep tacking you know? Like that, you're going to be one of America's most
well,
wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Life goes on unless you lose tonight.
And Joe's going to be like, dear mama, I'm yeah. really sad tonight.
And how do I want it? I want the Phillies to win. That's how I want it. All right. Time's yours.
That was pretty good. A little credit there.
Best.
You know?
I'm doing my best. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's a hell of a day. Devin, Seltzer, and Ree, we're happy to be with you. We hope tomorrow we're with you with the season still alive. We'll find out later tonight if we are on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. As they get you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. You can get in on tonight's action. You can get in on tomorrow's action with FanDuel Sportsbook, where new customers can bet just $5. And with that $5 bet, you can bet more than five if you want, but with as little as $5, you can get $300 in bonus bets if you win that first bet. What a deal. And that's what you get at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Whichever sport, you know, whichever game, Philadelphia and Los Angeles tonight, Philadelphia and New York and football tomorrow, all the games, all the sports, all the leagues available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. So download that FanDuel app. Have it easy and ready to go right there on your phone anytime in-game, or before the game, for something short-term or for something long-term, like who's going to win the big game this year in pro football. All the bets are there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. Oh, man. Good luck having no curses with this one, James.
It doesn't.
Yeah, well.
I matched it with the lyrics.
Here's the problem. I was West Side with this whole battle, and the Dodgers are West Side, so now we got a problem. except the Phillies are West Coast tonight, you know, playing out there, if you will. So, all right. I'm so frustrated, but I'm trying to hold it together. Let's
I feel
get
like I need to give you a pep talk, and I don't do pep talks.
All right, Rhea, go for it.
I don't.
Give me a pep talk. I'm
all
serious.
Right, Joe,
I'm
listen.
Serious. Because you're talking probably to most people listening. So go ahead. Give us a pep talk.
I'm not exactly the person most people would choose to give a pep talk, okay? So here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
You have nothing to lose. No. Like you just if you want to win this city back, you go out there tonight. You got to show some life, okay? Rob Thompson has got to have quick hook.
Yeah, that's
on,
right.
Quick hook on Aaron.
That's right.
Quick hook on everybody. You throw Duran in there in the you empty your bucket tonight and you literally show that you are a part of the fabric of the city, that you are a fighter. Go out and do it. Because you know what? This city deserves it. As much they have loved this team.
That's right.
And people are right. We are way harder on the Eagles than we are on the Phillies.
That's right,
too. We just are.
That's right.
And I just think that, you know, if they do it, they'll get us back.
Well, if they do, then they would. I just fear that some of those things you talked about won't happen tonight. You know, I remember
my pep talk didn't work.
Well, here's the problem. I remember.
I thought it worked.
It was okay. I just remember.
I like the fabric of the city thing. That works. The fighters.
I'm just remembering last year with Game 4 versus the Mets when he didn't bring Sanchez in when he could have.
Yeah, he didn't
empty the bucket.
And no, so, and that's the point. Remember that we didn't think Charlie, you know, the managing wasn't as great when Jimmy Williams left.
Mm-hmm, I do.
It was just, you know, you got to have somebody there next to you saying, no, yes, do.
You're right.
I mean, somebody's. Tonight, somebody's got to do it because there still is a season left.
I agree.
Debbie Downer all the time. I will cave and jump off the bandwagon in a heartbeat. But you know, I watched the Yankees last night.
Yep.
I mean, now is Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge?
Yeah,
no,
right.
But they're a couple steps behind.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, they're in the same ballpark.
Listen,
you can do that,
Rhea. So a lot of what you're saying does resonate with me. I think part of why I'm so down is this thing starts not literally because it starts with Trey Turner holding the bat in his hand with the first at bat, but it starts from a Phillies pitching standpoint with the wrong pitcher.
Oh yeah,
like that's hard for me to get over. Like
that's why I'm saying it's got to be a quick hook.
Well, it does. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. We got three of them. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Now in stock at Armin Chevrolet, the stylish and safety-packed 2026 Equinox. It has arrived. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John, People's assessment of this one. Do you think Rob Thompson, do you agree with Rob Thompson's decision to start Nola in game three? What percentage do you think say yes?
12.
It's actually 24, which surprises me. So, okay. A quarter of the people out there think it's the right call. Who wins tonight? 54% say the Dodgers.
Oof. And that never happens.
That's really rare. It,
every time we do one of those polls, even if it's close, it's close on the home team.
I don't remember us being predicted to lose.
And the other one, do you think Rob Thompson gets fired if the Phils lose game three? We're not even saying four or five, just three. 69% say yes. Look, it'll be a shame if it happens on a certain front because he's a really good guy and he's done a nice job in many, many ways. But I think he's got major culpability here. I really do.
Yeah.
You agree, Devin?
I do. And I agree on all fronts in that, like, he's a good guy. And I think that he did a really good job managing the entire regular season. And that's what makes it even more mind-boggling. Just the decisions thus far, and then the decision to start Aaron Nola in game three over Ranger. Like, unless he's covering up an injury or something with Ranger, which could be the case.
But doesn't seem likely anymore with Ranger coming in.
Saying that he's definitely going to start, like, or not start, but make an appearance tonight. It makes no sense to me, and it's really hard to defend. It's really hard to defend.
I'm with you.
If they lose this one especially.
I'm with you. Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Well said. Well said, Ree. Everybody, I mean, absolutely, positively, accountability. There, when you look back on it, and I talked to my coaching staff yesterday, he said, we'd be 2-0. Well, we'd be 1-1, but we wouldn't be 0-2 because you could bring Durant in with the lead, first uprising. Bingo. Got a guy that closed it out. Bam. He's here. I don't care about the night.
Yeah.
As it was, we roll him into the music. Hey, listen. If nothing else, we're normally pretty good at reading a room. Philly's a pretty hip town. What? How the heck does that happen? I mean, I don't even want to talk about that, but come on now. Yeah. How embarrassing. Now, on the bunt thing, this is what you've got. Not to dive in. I know sometimes they do that. But there's a scouting report that says they run what's called the crash cart. The corners pinched like crazy.
Yeah.
There's no room to bunt. Freeman and Betts, two of the best athletes in baseball, and the slowest runner you could think of, and you're going to pull that play off.
Well, it wasn't Betts. Betts went to third.
No, I'm saying it's the third baseman that crashed. That's a shortstop I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's athletically covering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second,
first baseman threw to the shortstop.
No,
I got you. Yeah,
that's
my fault.
That's fine. I probably set the table incorrectly. Yeah. My bad. And then you got Freeman, who even with Atlanta, I used to say to my kids, watch him. There's no room to bunt. And they would look at it and go, Dad, where would you put the bunt down against him? You can't. Because he doesn't care if you swing. He sells out. So there's no room. And we got Caspi running. Now, think about that. He had a left-hander up. They showed that they were going to run that play. So when they do that, if he swings, he's got an infield in motion. There's nobody past the pitcher. And you got a left-handed batter up. I like my chances to not only tie the game, but I'm playing there to also maybe win the game with Stott up. All right, so you just can't bunt there.
It was a devastating mistake.
Devastating mistake, and now he's going to compound. He's doubling down because you know one thing: you start your best and bring the second person. You don't play. Your scoreboard dictates, and you don't want to play the fifth inning on with a deficit. We know
correct.
That. Correct. That's the whole thing, man. You start your better. I was in this situation. In a World Series, we had a lockdown, and my daughter, who was a center fielder number two, and I said to everybody, we're starting the lockdown. Oh, no, you got to go the opposite. The hell you do. I said, I want to play with a lead. And Chelsea did a great job, gave it one run, and we won 8-7. My daughter's I'm like, oh,
I love the
God,
analogy, Chuck.
Yeah,
Chuck, I like that analogy.
Anyway, let's hope for the
Chuck,
best.
Stay yeah, well, man. I hope you enjoy the game tonight. Let's hope Bryce Harper enjoys the game tonight. Obviously, his enjoyment will largely be based on how Aaron Nola does out of the gate for however long he lasts. Let's listen to Bryce. This is yesterday out in L.A. talking about Nola.
How much confidence do you guys have in a veteran guy like that in the mound in this game tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he looked great the other day in the inner squad. He was up to 94. Curveball looked good. Changeup looked good. Sinker. Obviously, he's going to have a leash on him, I'd imagine, with Ranger behind him, if I had to guess. I don't know what their plans are or anything like that, but if I had to guess, that's kind of what it would look like. But you just, you never know. You know, I hope he goes nine shutty and, you know, call it a day.
All right, well, look, good to hear that he, you know, feels good that he pitched well in that inner squad game. Because
yeah, that's good to hear.
It is good to hear. You know, because we know he pitched well the last time everybody saw him, which was the last regular season game that Nola pitched in. He pitched outstanding. Pitched outstanding.
Brilliantly.
Yeah, I mean, that was that eight innings?
Eight innings. I think it was a 6 2/3 or six perfect. He was perfect for a while. 5 2/3 or something.
Shutty.
He was awesome.
Nine shutty, 10 shutty. Yeah. Robin Roberts and Steve Carlton would go 10 shutty if need be.
Jack Morris went 10 shutty in the World Series.
Jack Morris, yeah, he did. That's right. 9:08 first pitch. If you're not aware of the time of the game, it's 9.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that start time.
Boy, you're not kidding, Ray.
Yeah, especially when you're doing the post game. Everyone tune in at like 1 in the morning to listen to me on the radio, please. Thank you.
Do you do it here, James?
I have they gave me a Comrex machine where I could do it from home, which will be helpful.
So you'll get maybe an hour or two, maybe of sleep.
Yeah, something like that. You know,
wow.
Yeah,
God
probably
bless
less.
You,
I mean, we know after these games, like even getting home from the loss on Monday night, like it took forever to fall asleep because I was so frustrated.
Not possible. Even win or lose, you can't go to sleep in the next 15 minutes. It just, the body doesn't work that way. History: 90 times in baseball history, a team has been in an 0-2 hole. 90.
It's got to be good if you're telling us this.
It's not that good. 10 out of 90. The
so
team in the 0-2 came back from that hole. Yeah. Yep. Not good. And obviously the numbers aren't, you know, good. Like, there's not as, when you lose the first two at home, that's obviously even more daunting because that's what the Phillies did. Let's get to Seeley calling from Southampton. What's going on, Seeley?
I keep going back and forth between still having a sliver of belief in this series and the logical side of my brain feeling like I've been gaslighted after the season that we had. I in so many ways, I feel like my spirit already feels like this series is over. And I'm like on the way back home from a great vacation and I had a layover, but my second flight got canceled. And now I'm just like stuck in this awful, horrible waiting around place.
Yep.
Wow. But then I hear
what a
like,
metaphor for the season,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
I hear like the opening strings to Philadelphia Freedom, and I'm back. I'm like, I'm ready for this game, even with Nola starting. And then I think about it's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, you're psychologically twisted. I kind of referenced this earlier that I feel conflict because on one hand I want to get excited and be energized. On the other hand, there's all this negative stuff that they have created. That is swirling through everybody's mind. You know, I mean, it's just like I didn't even have time to get into the Castellanos thing too deep today because, you know, we'll get to that another day, obviously, if they lose. But like today's game, you know what I'm saying, John? Like today's game, today's do or die. And by the way, do isn't even like you've accomplished the goal. It's just potentially stay execution for 24 hours. It's scary. Listen, Seeley.
Show belief and good, heart.
Good
go
luck as you
take this.
Yeah, good luck as you journey through your mind's
airport
dealing with multiple tough experiences right now. All right,
you too.
Thanks, Seeley. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Desperate times, my friends. Desperate times.
We need Tyrese Maxey to score 7 points in 5 seconds again or something. Whatever that was. Of course, the Sixers then lost the next game anyway, so it kind of didn't matter. But it was a cool stay of execution. You know what was the best stay of execution in recent years? Jalen Carter. Last year. Kind of saved the season.
Oh, the Rams game.
Third and fourth down. Yeah. Now, it wasn't quite as dire, maybe, because like theoretically the Eagles could have gotten the ball back and had a little bit of time. Not much.
No, it was
not much.
It felt like it
was, not much.
The dam was about to break.
It really was. Whew. And he saved the season. Yeah. And I hope
I'd like that Jalen Carter back soon.
I would, too.
Be nice.
Take Jalen Carter in center field tonight or something. All right, Ed, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah, so this won't happen, but just looking at, you know, the struggles that Nola and Suarez tend to have the third time through the batting order, and this is really sort of like a last-ditch trump card kind of effort, but would it be the craziest thing in the world to use Duran as an opener for an inning or two and then bring Nola and Suarez in just to, like...
Well, they're not going to.
Nola is the whole point is want to bring out of the bullpen. Like, Nola, you know, that's the issue.
They're not going to. So, and I don't think they should. I mean, if you're going to use Nola, if you're 1,000% going to use Nola...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Which they shouldn't, but if you're going to, then start them, but they shouldn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my biggest thing with Topper is, like, coaches all the time make decisions where it's clear that they're trying to save their own jobs, even if it means, like, not starting the right guy quarterback or not bringing up the young guy from the minor. Like,
right.
It's clear that Topper really believes in Nola because he's not making this decision to save his job.
Correct.
He is really – so, and that's almost all the more infuriating. Like, this is – I really hope it works out tonight because my confidence level is close to zero.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say, Ed. We saw a season a few years ago where Nola struggled a decent amount, and he picked it up in the playoffs. Now, my recollection is he had like one or two decent starts right before that, which technically Nola also did the other day. So it's not inconceivable. But the problem is he was so much worse this year than ever. I mean, he was not average this year. He stunk this year. He stunk. He would never, ever, ever, ever get this ball and even be on the playoff roster if he didn't have a big contract, have a pass track record of success, have a relationship with Rob Thompson. Like, he would have just been left off the playoff roster. He was bad.
Yeah, you just don't want your manager reading the back of a baseball card and making decisions based on that, and I feel like that's what Topper's doing right now. So... but anyway, go Phils.
All right, Ed. Appreciate it. Are we depressing the city?
Fired up after that.
Yeah. Well, seriously, are we depressing the city or is the city vibing with how we feel? Certainly how I feel. Because I don't want to, like,
well, no, listen, no one's
people,
out here throwing pep rallies, okay?
No, you can't.
You just can't.
Yeah, you have to be honest about it.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can.
We're probably not helping, though. We're
probably not helping.
All it is, you know, I just keep viewing Dumb and Dumber. You know, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
There is a chance.
I will tell you, that's how I felt when I saw Judge hit that home run. Now, and I get it. He's a special player. But I went, you know what? They're down 0-2.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's what I'll also say, Rhea. We saw the Eagles pull it out versus the Giants when they were down 31-10.
Yeah.
We, you know, I'm talking the Deshaun Vick game. We saw the Flyers come back against the Bruins when they were down 3-0 and 3-0. Like, you know, there is history of pulling out some improbables. So, you know, it is possible. It's just they got to buckle the hell down ASAP.
I just don't want the baseball season to end tonight.
Well, that'll be sad too. I know what you mean by that.
I don't, because it's like it's my friend who's there all the time.
Yeah, and this is the dessert, and it feels like you just started dessert. You got one piece of food in your mouth, and
snatched
then they take the cake right away from your table. That's all right. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, Cassie. Strong words from an underachieving, overpaid, below average fielding bench player. Have fun in Miami.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, the Miami thing. I thought of this earlier. I would tell you, if I had a bet on it, that this is the last time Castellanos will be on a team that makes the playoffs. I could be wrong, but he's never won a title. And, like, he strikes me as someone that's headed next year to play for one of the 10 worst teams in baseball that's going to have basically no shot at the playoffs. So, like, what the hell, dude?
Who does he remind you of? I think that maybe, James, did you say it the other day? Corbin Burnson in Major League?
Well, yeah, there's...
Oh, Roger Dorn?
Yes.
Roger Dorn.
Reminds me of Roger Dorn.
No more of that Olay bleep Dorn.
Yes, it does
a lie. Hey, Rob, stop managing the game. Stop managing the game. Down by one. Man on second. Bottom of the ninth inning. Let them play. We were about to win the game. We would have won the game. Let them play. Stop managing the game, you dumbass. Ah!
Wow. Jeez. There's a lot in there. I agree with some, disagree with others.
Can't believe I'm waking up this morning in game three. It's going to be about to be in L.A., and we are going to be relying on Aaron f***ing Nola. Get us out of this hole. This guy has sucked all year long, and now we have to rely on Aaron f***ing Nola. Time's yours.
And we've come to this.
Harsh.
Them wearing the powder blues on the road, they will be looking good attending their own funeral. Time's yours.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hey, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. When you guys go out to L.A., make sure before you put your uniform on, wear your Cancun's best underneath your uniforms. Because after that game, you're going straight to Mexico. Time is yours, because it's certainly not the Phillies.
All right.
A lot of belief out there.
Yeah. Brutal.
I am pumped up.
Brutal. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Oh.
Call 215-238-4500.
Hey, please have no one to blame but themselves.
You're right.
For us feeling this way.
Except
like,
for...
we bought back in.
Yeah.
We believed again.
I know.
Like, how many times can you get kicked in the teeth and keep coming back?
Yep. All right, let's end the show the same way we ended it yesterday. 10 to 15 seconds tops of everybody here. Devin, first crack at it. 10 to 15 seconds. Talk to us. You're thinking what?
I'm thinking that, you know, nothing's impossible, and we've seen this team fight all season, and I know that the first two games have been disappointing, but there is a chance, and I think that they can rally and get it done in their powder blue uniform.
All right, John, what do you got?
I did not think you were capable of this level of regression. Please prove me right. Please prove me right. Do not regress any further. We need Bader-type belief tonight by this team, whether Bader's playing or not.
All right, Seltzer?
Win two in L.A. and maybe I'll believe again. I don't know. Like, okay. I have very little faith in this group of guys right
now. Yeah, Rhea?
I'm not prepared for John's love affair with Harrison Bader to end as of tonight. So I need them to continue, because I've never seen him so happy.
Yeah.
Since the fullback went down. Harrison Bader.
Yeah. All right. My last thing.
He's a great guy.
I don't think the Phillies will win tonight. And my reason is because I think they're starting the wrong starting pitcher. I do think the Phillies can still win the series. I actually know they can, but I think they won't because they're starting the wrong starting pitcher. And that makes me sad and angry. I hope you enjoy the game. Obviously, you can listen to it here tonight on WIP. I hope they pull it out and come through for us and make us proud. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, as always, are up next. Hey, let me tell you about some tequila. Let me tell you about some Gran Coromino tequila. You know, it's awesome. Kevin Hart's Gran Coromino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Coromino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Coromino. Find Gran Coromino at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits or online at finewineandgoodspirits.com. Celebrate responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.